We all know the job that I think that lies ahead of the end time remnant church. A job of rebuilding the end time spiritual temple. A spiritually strong temple. If you turn with me over to Joshua. Joshua verse 1, beginning in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Eternal, it came to pass that the Eternal spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong of good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I have swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, he repeats again, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from the right hand to the or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Eternal your God is with you wherever you go. I want to thank James. It fit like this. It's amazing to me. And even the songs. Unbelievable. But how can we accomplish such a monumental task as is being set before us? The children of Israel, upon the death of Moses and the instilling of Joshua as the new leader of those who were going into the promised land and being faced with a monumental task after crossing the Jordan River. Let's examine that fate that awaited them and how they accomplished that task that was laid before them. Because if you remember, all the older people had already died. Why did they die? Because they didn't obey. They didn't trust. They didn't have faith to rely, as James said, on the Father. Let's go over to Joshua 6. Joshua 6, verse 1. Then Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Very secure and stable city. And the Eternal said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all your men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear the 7 trumpets of the ram's horn before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpet. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout. This means make a big noise with a great shout, a bigger noise. Then the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up, and every man straight before him. Did Joshua doubt? Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the people and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let the seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Eternal. And he said to the people, proceed, march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of the ram horn before the Eternal advanced, and they blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, and when the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any kind of noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So he had the ark of the Eternal circle the city, going round it once, and came to the camp and lodged in the camp. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Eternal, and seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Eternal went on continually and blew up the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Eternal, and the priests continued blowing on these trumpets. They obeyed perfectly. And the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp, and so they did for 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On this day only, they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it happened when the priests blew the trumpet. Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Eternal has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Eternal to destruction. It and all who are in it, only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that were with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed thing, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and the gold and the vessels and the bronze and the iron are consecrated to the Eternal. They shall come into the treasury of the Eternal. So the people shouted, and when the priest blew the trumpet, and it happened, and the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. But you ask yourself, what does that have to do with us accomplishing our task that is set before us? Children of Israel, upon the death of Moses, instilling Joseph as their leader, was following him. We have a similar task ahead of us, in that it seemingly is an impossible task that we have to complete, of being a clean and a glorious white temple. That's the task that lays before us. We, as a weak, few in number, as I look around, mostly old and broken down bodies of a people. And if you look around at the feast, that's what you see, basically. Seemingly an impossible task. A task, if we look at our condition, seems impossible. In fact, very likely not even get done if we look at the condition of ourselves. Not looking to the great Eternal Father who can do all things through those that fear him. Rebuilding the spiritual temple, a spiritual job we have all been placed in by our loving Creator himself. This task is the task that lies before us. Jericho was a city west of the Jordan River and northwest of the Dead Sea. It was possibly the most fortified city and the first city that the children of Israel encountered after they crossed the Red Sea. The people were told to be strong and very courageous, as James was saying, we have to be. Joshua 1, 7 through 9. You can read that, which we did. The walls of the city were so large that they had houses built on them. That's a pretty big wall. You know, to have a house built on a wall. Pretty large wall to think in your wildest imagination. We can bring this down just by marching around it and shouting. The people were told to march around Jericho one time for 6 days, and each night they were to go back and rest. How much rest do you think they got? Very little, I'd say. Facing that kind of a thing going on is just unimaginable. I wonder how many of them were thinking to themselves as they went back and reflected on what happened that day. Oh, sure, we're going to be able to collapse that walls only by marching around them. We're just ordinary people. And these walls are very deep. They're very high. And they're so wide that they got houses built on them. How can we do this? These walls are at least 30 feet deep. This is unimaginable to say we can do this. I'm sure the people of Jericho were shouting down to the marchers as they went around and around these walls with all kinds of derogatory remarks, which I'm sure did not help the attitudes and the morale of the Israelites. But they maintained. Joshua, I'm sure he had his work cut out for him as the leader. But the Father had told them in the beginning what he expected of them. And if they would do it, he would be with them. He would do all the work. All they had to do was march and follow him. They didn't have to fight. They didn't have to do anything. He was going to take care of it. You just do what I say. Joshua 1. Verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you'll cross over the Jordan to go to possess the land which the Eternal your God is given you to possess. And to the Rebenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joseph spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Eternal, commanded you, saying, the Eternal your God is giving you rest, and he's given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock remain in the land which Moses gave you on the side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before the brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Eternal has given you, brethren, rest. He gave you, and they also have taken possession of the land which the Eternal, your God, is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of the possession and enjoy it, which Moses and the Eternal servant gave you on this side of the Jordan towards the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. I prayed that prayer when we were out in Arizona. I was knocked to my knees, and I told my Creator, you just tell me what I need to do. You just show me what I need to do, and I will do what you say, because I can't do it myself. I can't accomplish what you want me to accomplish. I don't have the ability. I don't have the ability to make any kind of decision. I proved that. I'm just not able to do that. So you tell me what to do. I'll do it, just like he said here. Just as we heeded Moses in all the things, we will heed you. Only the Eternal your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whosoever rebels against your command and does not heed your word, in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. So as God promised, after they had marched around the seventh day and blew on the trumpets and shouted, for the Eternal hath given you the city. And the walls came crashing down in a thunderous roar, falling flat, allowing them to go in and take the most fortified city just inside the promised land. a task that seemed completely and totally impossible. The people shouting loud and the blowing of the trumpets did not bring the walls down. The Eternal brought the walls down based on what he told his people to do, because they obeyed. He brought the walls down, brought them down into the hands of the Israelites. An unthinkable task was accomplished. I'm sure the people of Jericho were quite surprised when those walls started crashing and falling and all those big rocks hitting the ground. I'm sure they were just absolutely amazed and surprised when they suddenly hit the ground. And I'm sure the Israelites, as well as the people from Jericho, were surprised. The great fortified city of Jericho, a seemingly safe city, became a city that was subject to takeover. The great walled city was gone. As of late, we've been hearing a lot about different nations around our world who are wanting to bring down America. But that will only happen if the Father wants it to happen. Our Father is more powerful than any walled city, no matter how thick those walls are. We are no different than this city, as we have sin upon sin upon sin, as they had. For the Israelites, the battle was one step away from slavery to freedom. Judgment for Joshua, it was his first battle as a leader. Or for the Israelites, for Jericho, it was an internal judgment. The same is with us today, brethren. Judgment is upon the house of the Eternal, which is you and which is I. But it will happen because of his might and his power. That success will come. His strength destroyed Jericho and delivered them into the hands of the Israelites, and his strength will save his people today. For us today, we can learn the valuable and the value of faithful obedience to our Father. The Israelites here had no experience of war. They'd been in the captivity for hundreds of years. They had no weapons to fight with, but they had the Father's instruction. And they believed it, and they followed it. We are just people like they were, brethren. We're old. We're degenerate. We're a sick people, unable to do anything. But we must not think inside the box. We got to think outside the box, brethren. Because he gave us that seemingly impossible, gave them that seemingly impossible victory. And we must think out of the box so that we can accomplish the victory that we're seeking that's ahead of us. But the Father has plans for this weak and this base people sitting out here. Just like the Israelites had been enslaved for hundreds of years, they must have felt, I'd say, very, very inadequate, wouldn't you say? He will work through his people, and it will make the whole world stand up and take notice of a very power of our Almighty Father, for we will always win in the end. And as they look at this people that's accomplishing this task, they're going to shake their heads in amazement, believe me. I know they will, those that know me. They're going to look at me and they're going to say, oh, you got to be kidding me. I knew this guy back in high school, and he wasn't always a good guy. And I knew him growing up, and yeah, he changed some, but yeah, he didn't have the ability to do this. What in the world's going on here? Our Father will be doing it, which will be very evident, and that's what he wants. Unless he's behind it, we can do nothing. I believe we have a song that says that, don't we? Unless he shall build the house, the weary builders of that house will toil in vain. The Father will be doing it, and it'll be evident. This battle reminds us that our enemy cannot be destroyed with physical weapons, and that our Father is the only one that can fight this battle and win. Our victory is more than possible. It's a promise, brethren. Psalms 127:1, unless the Lord shall build the house, the weary builders toil in vain, as we mentioned. Turn with me, if you would, to Zechariah. Let's see. Zechariah 12, and I believe start in verse 2. Excuse me. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding people. When they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall happen in that day. What's that mean? In that day. In time. Everywhere it's mentioned, in that day, you can believe it's in the end time. That I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people. All who would have it away will surely be cut in pieces. Though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. In that day, says the Eternal, I will strike every horse with confusion and its rider with madness and open my eyes on the house of Judah. And I will strike every horse of the people with blindness. And the government of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength, in the Eternal of Hosts, their God. In that day, in time, I will make the governors of Judah like a fire pan in the woodpile, and like a fierce torch in the sheaves, and shall devour all the surrounding people on the right hand and on the left. But Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, Jerusalem. The Eternal will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. In that day, the Eternal will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angels of the Eternal before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Turn to Zechariah. Again, let's see. Well, that's where we were at. You notice all throughout here, he says, I will do these things. His kingdom will come, but not without great difficulty. Great difficulty. These end time prophecies, they can be very scary, I'd say, if we take our eyes off our Father. If we don't watch the marching orders. If we look forward. You know, we have to look forward right here. Peripheral vision is not involved in this venture. Peripheral vision is no good. Forward. Don't to the right, not to the left, right or left. Forward. Seven times he says he will do this. It will not be done by our might, but by his. Seven, as we all know, is completion. The walls of Jericho did not come down because the Israelites were powerful or strong. When he says he will do something, he means he will do it. You can take that to the bank. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. And verse 24. Thus says the Eternal, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. You were formed from the womb. I am the Eternal who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers, and I'm sure they heard them from the walls of Jericho, and drives diviners mad, who turns the men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant Isaiah and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, "You shall be inhabited," to the cities of Judah, "You shall be built." And I will raise up her waste places, who says to the deep, "Be dry." And I will dry up your river, who says to Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he shall perform my pleasure," saying to Jerusalem, "You shall be built," and to the temple, "Your foundation shall be laid." So I say this physical temple that we're in, trying to create a spiritual temple there, is going to be built. Chapter 45 now in verse 9. "Woe to him who strives with his maker." Now that's, I've deducted probably what I did. I strove with my maker. You know, I was a self-made man after all. I'd go anywhere and get work. I mean, come on. I can do this. Well, he knocked me down and showed me I couldn't do it. So I had to change my attitude. "Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, 'What are you making?'" So you look up from the potter's wheel and say to the potter, "What are you making?" "Or shall your handiwork say, 'He has no hands'? Woe to him who says to his father, 'What are you begetting?' Or to the woman, 'What have you brought forth?'" Are we striving with the Father? Do we dare ask our Father, what are you doing? Do you really know what you're doing? You look around and see who we are here? What right do we have to argue with our Creator, the one who has power to sustain the whole universe? That when you go before his throne and you bow down before him, it's amazing to me that he allows us inadequate people to even enter his presence. I mean, it just amazes me. That's unlike a human being can understand. But yet, that's the way it is. What right do we have to question what he will do or who he will use to do it? So let's go to Zechariah 9. And let's see. Verse 8. And let's see what else God promises to do for us. Zechariah 9 and verse 8. "I will camp around my house because of the army, because of him who passes by and him who returns. No more shall an oppressor pass through them, for now I have seen with my eyes, just as he told Abraham when he was holding that knife up and he was bringing it down. And he was coming right down, right to his chest. And he said, 'Stop!' Right before he hit his chest. But Abraham was willing to do it. Why? Because he trusted his Creator. And he knew he had a lamb over here in the bushes. He knew if he killed him, he would be resurrected. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey," very, very humble. "I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nation. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Verse 11. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, in other words, our Savior's sacrifice, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Think he can't do it? For I have bent Judah, my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of the mighty man. Then the Eternal will be seen over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. The Eternal God will blow the trumpet and go with whirlwinds from the south. The Eternal of hosts will defend them, and they shall devour the subtle and subdue with sling stones. They shall drink and roar as with wine. They shall be filled with blood like a basin, like the corners of the altar. The Eternal, their God, will save them in that day. As the flock of his people, the church, in other words, for they shall be like the jewels of a crown. In other words, like Micah 3:4 says, they'll be jewels. Jewels in that wall. Lifted like a banner over his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great its beauty. Grain shall make the young men, that means cheerful, and new wine the young women. So we're coming upon a time when we're definitely going to have our trust put in the Creator. Yes, he went before the Israelites and he brought down Jericho, and he will go before us and he will save us too, his people. His work will be done, brethren, with or without us. We will have a bride. He will have a bride for his son. He will not have one who argues with him, or one, he will have one who says yes. Yes, Father. We can also learn from some valuable lessons on leadership, teamwork, as James was saying, and courage when we look at this story of a flight to safety. Zechariah 9, again, in verse 16, the Eternal their God will save them. When? In that day, in that coming day that's ahead of all of us. You don't have to fear. He promises us right here in his word, he will save us, his people. For they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land. Yes, we're a very special people, brethren, to our Father. A Father, as you read in Micah 6:8, which is my favorite verse in the whole Bible, what's required of you. He's full of mercy. He's full of kindness. He's full of goodness. How great is his beauty, brethren. Trust in the Eternal, your God. Yearn to be part of his work. Let's go back quickly to Zechariah. Let's see. Zechariah 10. 10, verse 3. My anger's kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goat herders, for the Eternal of hosts will visit his flock. the house of Judah, and I will make them as royal horse in battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemy in the mire of the streets of battle. They shall fight because the Eternal's with them. This, I think, speaking of the two witnesses. And the riders on horses shall be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though they had not cast, he had not cast them aside. For I am the Eternal, their God, and I will hear them. Those of Ephraim, the first fruits, shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as with wine. Yes, their children shall see and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Eternal. I will whistle for them, and I'll gather them. I've whistled for my dog, and sometimes she comes, sometimes she doesn't, you know. But he'll gather them. For I will redeem them, and they shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live together with their children. That's a comforting thought when your kids started in the church and they seemingly have lost interest. I bank on this one. And they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon out of captivity until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the wave of the sea, and the depths of the rivers shall dry up. Mighty, mighty power he has. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, the ones trying to do harm to his people. And the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in the Eternal, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says the Eternal. This is the Father's promise, brethren, to his end time people. Be strong, he says. Do not fear, for I will do the work in you like you have never seen before. Again, I say, be strong. I got one last thing here to read you. The title of this is by John Greenleaf Whittier. It's a poem, Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with all its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure comes about when the mighty have won, had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with only one more blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of no doubt. And you never can tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. For all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these: it might have been.